back out of, do you have to say it? Back out of closed session at 7:17?
I missed my chance.
No, you're good.
Yeah, go ahead.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry, I missed my opportunity, I'm sorry. No, I've been wanting to come in here and talk to y'all because I know you get a lot of, you hear all the bad as the board, and I haven't had a chance to, but then look how practice today, so I have to be here. But y'all, I truly never thought I would come back into teaching, and I have absolutely loved it here. Like, this is an amazing school to work for, and I just wanted y'all to hear that from a teacher. From my previous experience teaching, it is just night and day. And the number one thing, especially in a profession where teachers are leaving consistently, I mean, you hear it everywhere that teachers are leaving the profession very quickly. This is a school that makes you never want to leave. Like, I absolutely love teaching here. And the number one thing, though, is the support we have from our administration, our parents, and you guys. I mean, just the fact that previously, it was always, I always had to defend myself as a teacher. Like, this is, if something went wrong, it was, what did I do wrong? It wasn't, you know, on the kids or on the parents or anything. It was always me as the teacher. And here I feel like I have so much support to just walk in that classroom confidently and teach. We have great support from our parents anytime we reach out. Our kids work so hard, just like y'all saw with the presentations and everything. But I wanted y'all to hear that from a teacher that I'm telling you, I never thought I'd go back in the classroom, especially 5th and 6th grade, and this has been the best year of my life. Like, I feel like this is truly where God wants me, but I wanted y'all to hear that from someone that this is really a good place to be. It genuinely is, and it makes me want to be here forever. So, thank y'all. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you for saying.
Thank you. And we're going back into closed session at 7:19.
Coming out of closed session at 8:17. Wait a second, let the thing go back.
Oh, we're going to get them back. Okay.
Is the door locked or do we need to unlock it? I'll go get it.
Well, I just want to go on record saying how despicable and how disappointed I am. And I just want everybody to know. And I hope it's just not professional and it's awful. And I am so disappointed. And I am utterly ashamed.
I am too.
And I hope everybody knows.
Sad day.
Yep, sad day for Klondike. February 5th, 2026. Run it into the ground. Not everybody has our best interest at heart, and it's going to be evident in a vote. Unfortunately, board members can't be substitutes. Those are hard to find, too. Y'all gonna tell your kids y'all fired their principal?
So do we even get down to salary?
No.
Do we do anything there?
We didn't talk about it.
We were going to do something that was going to be a 3%, wasn't it?
3% raise.
Guess it doesn't matter, but it could be done in the form of a motion.
Yeah, it's on there. Yeah.
Jaden is in there in one of the
All right, we're out of closed session. Consideration action on 8E. That'd be consideration and action on principal's contract. We have a motion to extend the contract.
I do.
Jessica made the motion. I'll second. All in favor? Show of hands. Jessica, myself, and Kelly. All opposed? Justin, Kyle, and Cody.
That was Justin, Kyle, and Cody.
Consideration and action on principal salary. I'll make a motion to do 3% raise.
I'll second it.
I made the motion. Jessica seconded. All those in favor, show of hands. Quentin, Jessica, Kelly. All those opposed, Justin, Kyle, and Cody. Tie vote, motion fails.
Okay, reports. The only report I have for basketball playoffs is I gave y'all a sheet of paper that was an email from Coach Jordan. I can't find mine. The first round game was set for Monday, the 16th, 6 o'clock in post, and they will be playing Anthony. The EISO, Evaluating and Improving Student Outcome Training. There's those of you that I can't find my paper on that. There was those days that I think there was a day in February, and there was one in March and April. Have y'all
training?
Yeah, the training. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I can do it by myself.
I think I'm the adjournment stuff. What day is it?
Probably like the 16th or something. If I remember right.
Can I see your palm?
March 9th, April 7th.
Sorry, can I see your palm?
March 9th.
Oh, here it is, I found it, never mind. This, March the 9th is next Monday, but, I mean, February 9th. March 9th and April 2nd are when they're doing it at the service center.
And we all need to try to make that?
Well, you need to try to...
Was that the one if we all don't go?
What day are y'all not going, and I'll go to that one?
The, calm down, please.
March 9th, I won't be here.
Okay, well, that's
April 2nd.
I'm sorry?
I think I'm tied up April 2nd.
Okay, well, I'll find out if we can find other dates for y'all to do this training, so. And then we'll have to do a team of eight training sometime, so. Y'all all seen, I've handed y'all the UIL realignments, y'all all seen that. The next thing is teachers. We always go over this. In February, you cannot take any actions on it, but I would like to once again go into closed session to discuss this. And I would like for Ms. Sterling, if she'd like to stay in, and also Coach D, so that if there's any questions about coaches or teachers, they will answer those for us. Going into closed session.
There won't be anything else after.
At 8:27 p.m. Coming out of closed session at 8:46 p.m.
There's no more discussion. Motion to adjourn.
I'll move we adjourn.
Second.
Justin made motion. Cody seconded. Get out.
Oh.